4, strap it down. 3, flip it over. 2, calibrating for fun. Blast off! Welcome to the Dan Fogler 40 Experience Podcast. Get ready.
What?
Look at that face.
It's some face, huh? This is some face.
That's a face, buddy. Look at that face. What is that? What do you have on? Is that the Da Vinci? Was it Da Vinci there on your shirt?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is rock and roll.
Oh, is that the invention of rock and roll by Leonardo da Vinci?
Yeah, the Vitruvian rock and roll man.
I didn't realize that he invented rock and roll.
Yeah, we're all made of rock and roll deep down.
No, I know, but I didn't realize that Da Vinci created it.
Yeah, he did create rock and roll,
Da Vinci. That's cool. And the helicopter. And a helicopter and the tank. Didn't he create the tank too?
The flying machine, the winged manned flying machine.
Which was featured heavily in Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk?
Dude, literally, everyone gives me shit for that. They either know it and they hate it, or they don't know it and they're like, what is this movie? I love that movie so much. It's my favorite Bruce Willis movie. Well, Die Hard.
Favorite. I love Bruce Willis. So, of course, yeah. I've seen Hudson Hawk. And yeah, I love that Danny Aiello's in that. And they have a scheme, like a plan to rob banks. I always like that. They like memorize the exact timing of a song, and they would both sing the song at the same time as they were robbing the bank.
When they do "Swinging on a Star" by Bing Crosby, it's like
When did you start getting into impressions, man? Do you remember like your first impressions?
Yeah. Mine was always Johnny Carson because like money was tight for my family, like a lot of families in the 80s. And, you know, there was a lot of like tension and fights happening. And I felt like the only thing that really made my parents laugh and, you know, like let loose a little bit was Johnny Carson. Huh. And I thought if I could make them laugh like Johnny did, then everything would be right with the world. So.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear your Johnny. Let's start it off with Johnny.
Johnny Carson, weird Welsh stuff. That's actually Edge line, of course. But yeah. It's been a while. There's not much need for Johnny Carson nowadays, but.
No, there is not.
Yes.
That was my Ed McMahon.
No, you there is correct, sir.
Which again, it's got a bit of that Pacino in there. I love it.
I know everyone. Oh! Hey, what did you think of that animation, man? Did you like that?
Dude, I love that. What the hell, man? That's so good.
Dennis Calero Dennis Calero is a comic book artist, writer, friend of mine. And
God, that was good.
I've been wanting to animate the 40X podcast for a while. And man, I'm psyched. I like we're going to have another one too with Zoe Kravitz play sometime during this, but
oh cool.
Yeah, I thought that would be a good one to put out to advertise this.
Yeah. It had like a real waking life feel to it where like your outfits would change and the background would change when we were talking about certain things. That's so good, cuz like Waking Life is one of my favorite movies, so it was tell him nicely done. That was great.
Waking Life.
Yeah, remember man. That?
Remember, Speed Levage, you know, Speed Levage, who's he does the tour over the Brooklyn Bridge in the movie. Remember that part?
Oh, yeah.
He's in my movie Don Peyote, Speed Levage.
Whoa,
yeah, which we play at some point during the festival as well. But Speed cool. is, yeah, he's
that should be our next impression. He sort of sounds like no one knows who he is, but he sort of sounds like this.
It's almost like an American version of it from Casablanca. What's his name?
Hey,
Matt, hey. Come on,
Rick.
Yeah.
Rick, you have to help me, Rick.
What is up with my brain? I haven't had enough coffee today. Forgive me.
That is
yes. He was in the movie M.
Yes. Ugh.
Please, Rick, help me. Help me, Rick.
That fucking guy. Someone will know. These are old. And we have to. So we've already done a couple impressions here. My first impressions, and then like someone will go back and they'll add up all the ones that we do during the course of this. We have someone else. Anna Brisbane is coming in, and she's gonna help us with some feminine impressions later, because you know you don't get a lot of female impressionists, but she's good.
Awesome.
So she's coming in a little later. So we have a little bit of time before she gets in there. Okay, so let's see how many impressions we can get in here. So I think we'll just go back and forth. One of my first impressions, because I was sat down in front of the Looney Tunes when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And was like, oh, my God, Mel Blanc does all those voices. And so I'll start off with Daffy Duck. So one of my first impressions, listen here, Buster. You know, you are despicable. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah. I, dude, that's one of my favorite series. But I just recently watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And did we talk about the story behind where the writers got the backdrop for that story? I know this is like going to be a fastball, but like.
No, go ahead.
Talk to you about it at some point. Like basically Judge Doom is supposed to be Henry Ford. So Christopher Lloyd is like, his whole character is based on Henry Ford and why they wanted to tear up the rail cars during World War II, because he was actually supporting the Nazis secretly. And the American government was like, dude, you can't support the Nazis. And he's like, well, I'm hedging my bets. And they said, okay, well, I will give you my smelting plants. I will give you my machinery if, you know, you promise to tear up all the rail cars in Los Angeles, because Los Angeles was the public transportation capital of the country. Like it was the model by which every other city should have been based on. And they were like, we'll tear up if you help us make tanks and jeeps for the war effort. He's like, all right, cool, I'll do it. But he had this whole vision for LA and the country being a driving country, and he was really hedging his bets because he was an American socialist. So it's pretty crazy. Like the whole premise of the movie is we want to build a road through Toontown, and that was
crazy.
Crazy, right?
You learn something new every day. Mm-hmm. Well, because I can do Daffy Duck, I can also do Sylvester the Cat. It's basically the same thing. Suffering succotash. It's the same goddamn.
But still,
right?
Well, I
was like trying to think of like Elmer Fudd, but that's like not
Elmer
even
Fudd is. Right, you're doing Porky Pig. Elmer Fudd.
Oh, Porky Pig. Yeah.
Elmer is be very, very quiet.
That's, I'm mixing them. I used to do a pretty good Fox on Lego. God, it's been so long. It's funny. I grew up doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Especially with Tiny Toons and Animaniacs. That was like my jam. It's where I started doing all that. But I've lost a lot of that over the years. Sad.
What else? Well, let's throw them out there. What do you got? You got like a Pinky in the Brain?
Noff!
That was my Pinky.
What? And Brain was based on Orson Welles, I think.
Orson Welles. We're going to do what we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking on my Tiny Toons references, but shit. I do. I mostly after like, you know, I went through puberty. I transitioned out of like animated characters. Like,
yeah.
So yeah. Does it have to be animated or
no? I just I started, because that's where I got my start.
Damn. I mean, like I did like John Travolta when I was in high school. Like I did Pulp Fiction, and I was like doing like the really sort of like subtle, like, hey, how are you, you know, like what I want to talk to you about, what's going on here. He has this like kind of clip jaw thing where he's like kind of clenching the back of his throat. I want to talk to you about what's happening here, you know. And then he gets like really serious and like, what do you think is going to happen here? Like he gets like this really intense, like back of the throat thing. That's it's hard to emulate, but it's beautiful.
I always do the Travolta from, oh my God, Mr. Carter, oh my God. Does that even sound like him?
it's like, wow, Vinny Barbarino, I can't believe.
Wow, oh my God.
Up your nose with a rubber hose, okay?
yeah, exactly.
He was kind of like that in Saturday Night Fever, too. He was, like, trying to distance himself from Vinnie Barbarino, but he was, like,
right,
handling him a little bit. He couldn't help it, you know?
Sandy. Oh, come on, Sandy.
I've been like talking to myself a lot because of the quarantine. So I've been like trying to narrate my life as Morgan Freeman, as I'm like, ooh. Then he poured his coffee into his cup and it was very, very tasty. It woke him up and he felt very nice. It was a warm feeling in his belly and he was, I don't know.
I'm Morgan Freeman like, and Morgan I love Freeman. Penguins.
Yeah. That's right. He did do much improvement. I also watched Seven recently. Dude.
Yeah. Oof.
That movie, man, that messes me up every time.
You got a good Brad Pitt.
Yeah, thanks, man. You know, listen, you know, he's doing this funny thing. Like, he's being a detective, yeah? Every 5 seconds, he's pointing to Morgan Freeman. Like, yeah, we got to find this guy, right? Yes. Right. That's funny.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? No. No. That's not true. No. He's just constantly rubbing his head. It's great.
Who else from Pulp Fiction can you do? Anybody? You want to see my Bruce Willis from Pulp Fiction?
Sure.
This is my Bruce Willis from Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Ready? Here, it's a facial thing. Ready? Here we go. Can you kind of see it? Wait. Let me try it again. Wait. Ready? The fifth my ass goes down. Wait, I said in the fifth my ass goes down. Did you hear that?
Dude, you want me to be Ving Rhames? Do you want me to do this?
Not in a fight, you're gonna feel a slight sting.
No, in the fight, you're gonna feel a slight sting. That's pride fucking with your ass. All right? Fuck pride. Now repeat after me. In the fifth, your ass goes down.
The fifth my ass goes down.
That's really fucking good. That's really good. Damn. I've never heard your Bruce Willis.
It's the only thing I can say. I got to squinch my face.
Yeah, holy. Yeah, it's like easier to channel him when he's doing like the more subtle, like brooding Willis.
Yeah.
You know, come out to the coast, have a few laughs, you know. That's good, man. Some that's kind of really
accent.
Good.
It's a nice accent, Hans. Well, that was kind of like a fucking, that was a De Niro.
Fucking Academy Award for that accent, Hans.
It's a nice fucking accent. It's a good fucking accent. You trying to have a good fucking accent with me? Huh? That's my Michael J. Fox. No, that was my terrible De Niro. You trying to be a... What did I? Come on, that was a little.
Doc. I think I said it on your podcast before. Like my impression of Michael J. Fox is only one word. Yeah. It's like Michael J. Fox, like stepping on a duck, and it's going, Doc.
Whoa.
If what you're saying is true, Doc.
Tell me, that Mallory. Is it DeLorean? That Whoa, Doc.
Marty, bring Arnold back. Don't you understand what's happening here? The space-time continuum is getting all fucked up.
No.
What? I was standing on my toilet, and I fell off, and I bumped my head on for this. La fosca pasta.
Have you ever done Randy Newman? He's one that I love doing.
Randy Newman?
Yeah, but like
well, he was a guy named Dan Fogler. He liked to write comics all day. He liked to draw all day long. And then he became a famous movie star.
Like my that's favorite fucking dude. Because you can't be sad when you're doing Randy Newman, man.
I was gonna say that remind me of Woody, so I can do some from the Toy Stories. Yeah. So this is my Woody. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Buzz! Buzz! That was pretty good. Pretty good. That's all I can say is Buzz.
Buzz!
No, man. No, that's terrible. I can only say Buzz.
Do you do any Sacha Baron Cohen? You do like Ali G or Borat?
Oh.
You ever, I mean, because like, he's like, I've been revisiting like Ali G, right? Respect, you know what I mean? Like, I've been doing a lots of him because of Borat 2 against like twice already, yeah? And it's really massive. But like, it made me go down the rabbit hole of like how great he was back in the early aughts, you know what I mean?
good, man.
It was real good back in, you know, still is, you know what I mean? But I love Ali G.
This is my, this is my Jason Statham. I'm Jason Statham. This is Jason Statham lighting a cigarette. Is you want a cigarette? Or maybe I'll light it for myself. I'm Jason Statham.
Did you say Jason Statham?
Yeah, I'm Statham.
Statham.
With an F.
Yeah, with Statham. With a gun. You light your cigarette with a gun. You Statham. Right across. Yeah.
Do you have a mic? Do you have a Michael Caine?
No, I do have a Michael Caine. I've got many Michael Caine. I've got your Michael Caine. You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. And I've got a much more regal, but a much more slowed down Michael Caine in Master Wayne, in Alfred Pennywise. Pennyworth. Pennyworth, not Pennywise. That's it, isn't it?
Pennywise,
isn't it, Georgie? Were you a man in Blade?
Yeah, that's Pennyworth. That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to go down my list here.
Great, great.
Here's my Jack. I was wondering, did you just cut me off on the highway there? Because I think I'd like to kill you now.
Listen, I'm Christian Slater. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm Christian Slater. This is, I'm just young Jack.
Christian Slater. Yeah, you taught me that he was more chewy. He's a chewier version.
He's a chewier, higher version of Jack Nicholson. That's all he is.
Then there's young Jack. Younger Jack. I was doing older Jack. I was doing Jack right fucking now. Standing in his tidy whities. Demanding that he have another tequila. I don't know. Does that even sound like him? I don't even know.
What is it? What's the name of the bartender in The Shining? What, Lloyd, old boy.
Boy.
Let's have another, shall we?
Well, hair of the dog that bit me. You're the greatest bartender from Portland, Oregon to Portland, Maine.
That's right.
Danny! I'm not gonna hurt you. I can't help it. I like Nicholson a lot. Okay,
do you like have you ever done Nick Offerman?
Oh, you do Offerman.
I enjoy doing Nick Offerman a great deal, especially when I'm doing manly things like chopping wood and making pancakes and drinking 7 cups of coffee in a row. It makes me feel like a real man, and that's very important to me.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's a good one. We did Lloyd. We did Jay Fox. You got a Nick Nolte? Here's my Nick Nolte.
You always ask me about this, Dad. Jesus Christ. I want you to get up the goddamn mountain. Would you just stop with the goddamn Nick Nolte? Is this another 48 fucking hours or what? Jesus Christ.
This is my Nolte from Afflicted. You ready?
Oh.
God. Goddamn tooth. God.
That's my favorite James Coburn performance.
Coburn. You do a Coburn.
You son of a, you're such a ninny. Come here, you. I'm tired of you.
That's like for the younger generation, that's the guy from Monsters University or Monsters Inc. Monsters University.
Yeah, I just saw him recently. He was in Sister Act 2. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Did you ever see a little spaghetti western by the name of Duck, You Sucker?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard about that one. Dude, yeah.
It's wildly problematic. He plays an Irishman and... Don Rickles, I think, plays a Mexican, which is so unfortunate. Does not age well at all. But from a cinematography perspective and just the story itself is like, oh, my God, it's amazing.
He's got a bad Irish accent in the Muppet movie.
Yeah.
I own that bar. That's my bar.
Here's what you need to know about me. I'm Seamus O'Shamahan. I'd like to get you a bottle of whiskey. How do you say about that? And you're like, what the fuck is this voice? But yeah.
Oh God. Okay, so I should not leave out Wallace Shawn, because Wallace Shawn is essentially Daffy Duck as well. So
inconceivable.
That's my Wallace Shawn.
It's good.
But I gotta, if you're going out for the Princess Bride, I'd like to do Peter Falk.
Now, Peter Falk.
You said that the killer came in through the bathroom door, but I'm very sorry. The bathroom door was locked from the inside, and you said you don't like stories about kissing. I'm very sorry. We're going to get back to it. There's some fighting. There's some good stuff. You're going to like it, you know.
He's got good arms. Wait, does that sound like him?
Are you doing Andre?
No, that was, that's Andre says that. He's got good arms.
he's got good arms. He's very strong. I think he's going to win this one.
He's and just he like,
got the peanut.
Like if Arnold Schwarzenegger took Dilaudid, basically. He's just like,
well, they don't want to do this, but we're going to go here. What do you want me to do?
Let's do, this is Schwarzenegger from Total Recall. You ready? That kind of sound.
Now I'm assuming that's when he's on Mars and he loses his helmet, or is that when he's pulling the thing out of his nose? That's...
No, this is get your ass to Mars.
Hagen, give these people air.
Give the people air. Get down. Get back up again.
Give me 20. Do these push-ups. Do me. Prove it.
Prove to me. Prove to me that you can do it now. We had a thing that was, you know, that when he had, like, they started finding out when that he was the father of many people. Like, he was just like, it's like he's had like paternity suits all over the place, you know, where, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, he had like a lot of different kids with different ladies. And
oh, I didn't know that.
So me and my buddies would do this bit where we would be like walking around as Schwarzenegger and just look at people and just be like, you've been fathered. You've been fathered. Bam. You've been fathered. Like he just looks at you and you're his father. He's your father.
Who's your daddy? That's right. Your daddy. You're going to take a paternity test and you're going to find out that I am in fact your father. That's going to be a strange day for you. Don't you think?
Not the tumor. Okay, so let me do actually a good impression before we move on to Anna, who's waiting patiently.
Mm.
Okay. Okay, you got a Chris Walken. You have a Chris Walken?
Of course.
Hey. I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Hey. Ross. I can't hear you. Am I going deaf? Hey, are you there? You're frozen.
Wow.
Oh, there you are. Now you're back.
It was like I was frozen in space and time. Space-time continuum, very strange. Wow.
One time I was frozen for 15 years in the 80s. And part of the 90s, and they unfroze me, but I'd already done 5 or 6 films. My best work. Yeah, I don't even know if that was good.
That was good.
Okay, let's bring it to Anna. Let's get a lady's touch here. Admit this lady. Where is she?
Oh, hi.
Anna, how are you?
I'm just, you know, fine. How are you?
Thank you for doing this so last minute. I appreciate you.
Hi, Ross. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I love your booth.
Wow, thank you. I don't want to, there's clothing behind me, so instead there's... the empty void of space.
Cool.
Nice.
How long have you been doing impressions? You do a lot of impressions, don't you?
Regularly since 2012.
Oh, okay. And so we just been going around. I met you because we did this thing where we went back and forth and we did Fantastic Beast noises, right?
Yeah.
And that was pretty hysterical. You guys should be like, you were like, "Who? What does a Niffler sound like?" You know, and then we're like, what does a, an Arumpin sound like?" And we just went back and forth, and we thought,
"Yeah, try to guess what the other one was doing."
Yeah. So what's lead off with an impression here? We'll just go around for the next half hour or so. Well, actually, just 20 minutes. We got 20 minutes to do as many impressions as we can.
Right. So my main anxiety here is that I'm like a little millennial baby, and I'm worried that most of my stuff is like not your area.
No, that's why you're here, because you're picking up the slack for everybody that we're not getting. You understand?
Okay.
You're covering all the millennials.
Okay. Well, here's
I'm a millennial.
Okay.
Cool. I am not a millennial.
I'm the first year millennial.
Here's something that hopefully you'll get. Not that we're playing a guessing game, but now we are.
Oh yeah, that was R2-D2.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, I thought this was someone from more recent. Okay,
gotcha. No, I'm trying to get stuff that I know. Okay. Dan knows.
This is my Mark Hamill. This is my Mark Hamill. Okay, you ready? 3PO! 3PO, shut down all the trash compactors on the containment level! 3PO! Where can he be? Holy shit! Holy shit!
Was that your new record?
That was pretty good.
Luke.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. You better shut down that trash compactor real quick, or Chewie and I are going to become meat sandwiches. You understand what I'm saying? Get off of my Death Star, Adam.
Get off of my millennial.
Well, I gotta make him younger, because that's like late 70s Harrison. So I gotta make him.
He's got more swagger back then, you know? He's like, hey, princess, so what do you want from me? You know?
I can't get the gurgle. Ooh, that was
very hit and miss.
Utaka chika uta itaka chika.
How rude!
How rude!
Droid is ready.
Jesus. The movies that wish we could forget. Oh man,
that was pretty good.
I can't believe like my best Star Wars impression is from the last movie.
Ready? Here's Yoda. You ready? Okay. Here's Yoda from Return of the Jedi.
There is another Skywalker.
Whoa!
Wow!
Well, Grogu's. I'm a.
Well, if you're doing that, we could also do Miss Piggy then, can't we?
Mm. Oh, Kermy.
I cannot. I don't have Frank Oz's voice.
Do you do a Jar Jar?
Oh, I don't do Jar Jar.
Anna, do you do a Jar Jar?
I have before.
Take your time.
I need a line besides the how rude you saw that.
You
don't know.
Just say Misa Dusa.
Misa Dusa something. Wow.
That's pretty good. I know I'm missing somebody.
Yeah.
There's so many Star Wars.
Well, everyone's been in those movies now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
nuts.
Okay, I'm sure we'll think of another one.
Yeah.
What about, does anyone have you have a Vader? You have a...
Yeah, when I smoke a lot of cigarettes, I get a good Vader.
But yeah. No, I know. Not anymore. But it's just really like round sounding, you know. Luke, I am your Luke, father.
I am your father.
Here's the, I can do the, this is the, here's the,
I can feel your anger growing inside of you.
Do it.
Pick up your weapon. Strike me down the door of your might, and your transformation to the dark side will be complete.
That was all right. I don't know.
No, that's good.
It was fine.
Senator Palpatine, baby.
Ooh. Yeah. And what about Star Trek? You got any?
Zero. Utterly no Star zero. Trek.
I used to do a pretty decent Patrick Stewart. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got Shatner. Your Shatner's great.
My Shatner's very cartoony. My
Shatner. Well. Is
oh, my God. I can't stop pooping my pants.
That's my.
But it's funny because with the mustache and when you pull back, you look like Brando from Godfather.
Ooh.
It's
kind of
like, I can't understand what's happening here. I'm very sorry. I made you an offer you can't refuse.
I want to thank Dr. Spock for giving me all the logical advice.
That was my Brando. Ooh, I can do young Brando too.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Charlie, what? You said the night of the fighter wasn't my night, Charlie. Wasn't my night, Charlie.
He's got such a dorky voice for such a like macho man, yeah. Huh?
He really does.
Yeah.
He's got a lisp. He's got the...
I could have been a contender instead of being a bum.
I could have been a contender, Charlie. I could have been somebody.
Wait. Oh, wait. Oh, so back to Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
I can do a Ricardo Montalban impression because he tusks me. He tusks me, and so I must have him. That was
so focused.
You like that?
I will chase him round the moons of Nebarus and through Perdition's flames.
That's my favorite Star Trek movie.
Oh, me too.
By far, hands down.
Have
you seen that?
No, Rathacon? I've seen nothing.
Hey, I've seen nothing. And how did you get into doing impressions? Did I ask you that already, or did you?
I don't know. Just theater school, being bored one summer, just wanting to do more voiceover stuff, and so uploading impressions to YouTube.
All right, give us another one. What you got?
Okay,
what you got?
Okay.
Can you say "Vamos a la fiesta"?
Nice.
Let's go to the party. In Spanish, whoa, whoa, we say, vamos a la fiesta.
Amarillo.
Amarillo.
That's so perfect. That's perfect.
That was very good.
Wow. I am
Groot.
Hey, Boots.
I am Groot.
Oh.
That's hey, watch Groot.
Baby Groot. Baby Groot, yeah.
Can anyone do adult Groot? Since I can't do that.
I am Groot.
Hey.
Hey. Years of smoking. Hey.
Groot. What about, oh, anybody else from those movies?
From Guardians?
Or yeah. From any of those Avengers movies or
I don't know.
I don't really
know anybody.
Yeah, common to
yeah.
Me.
I could do Jeff Goldblum, Thor Ragnarok. Sturdy Lightning Man, Gold. Love that.
Yes.
Okay. That's hilarious.
Any like Nintendo stuff?
Nintendo stuff.
It's hey, Mario.
Hey, Mario! Hey, Mario!
Oh, the mustache. Luigi. Wonderful.
That's right. Hi, Luigi. That's from the... Hey, Mario! Hey, Mario!
Oh, Peachy's got it. Oh, I'm the best! Hey!
Wait, what's that?
Toad!
Toad.
Nice, okay. Nice.
There you go. Here's my John Wayne, just to balance out the old school with the new school, Pilgrim.
You know what I realized the other day? It's basically just an older Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell is basically doing John Wayne. Am I right? Come on.
Wow. He's absolutely right there, Pilgrim. That's terrible.
I get a little Yogi Bear from that.
Oh, Yogi Bear! Hey, boo-boo. I'm gonna get a picnic basket. Oh, I can also do boo-boo.
Hey, Yogi! I wanna... Hey, Yogi!
Wait, does that sound like it? A little bit.
Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, Yogi!
Oh, God. Ooh, what about, you idiot.
Ren!
I can do Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, my God.
Gee, Ren! What is it, you idiot? Stimpy, why are you doing this to me? I've made friends with my farts, Ren.
Do you remember Gloopy?
Oh. You remember Droopy? Oh. You remember Droopy?
Dog. Yeah, totally.
Gloopy the dog. No, not quite.
Yeah, his jowls.
Yeah, I can't do it. I've been physically grabbing my face.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of Casey Kasem recently.
Ooh, yeah, get into that.
I just wanted to say this has been a pleasure, and I can't wait to watch this over and over again. This one goes out to Dan in London.
Zoinks! Like he said, my name's good.
Yep, yep. Wait. Do you do?
Shaggy, G Shaggy.
Like Scoob. Like, I don't know what to say. Like Scoob.
Like we should get ourselves some Scooby snacks and get wasted, Scoob.
Anna, do you have any Family Guy? Family Guy people?
Family Guy. Giggity.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so Meg, are you excited about turning? Peter? Yeah, Peter.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty sweet. I gotta say, that was nice. That was really, really nice.
Yeah, that was pretty
sweet. You've ever said to me, Peter.
Ooh. What about King of the Hill? Bobby? Bobby, get the hell. What is the deal? Bobber, get off of my lawn.
It was some propane.
Propane? Boonhauer? What about Simpsons? Simpsons characters?
Beer.
I'm in danger.
wait, let me. I used to do Marge.
Homie.
Wait.
Homie. Oh. Gee, homie.
No!
Homie. I've never watched enough Simpsons to have it in my brain.
Really?
Oh, I can do
Silver Bells. That's all I can say is Mo. Silver Bells. That's
Barbie. Hey, homie. Hey. I'm worried about...
I'm Dr. Shrink, I'm Dr. Flake, I like the steak, I like the flank.
What the fuck is that?
Yes. Smithers.
Anna, who are your favorite like shows to watch? What are some
right, favorites? Sorry, you don't know any of them.
I don't know. A lot of mine are like I guess like Disney stuff. Like,
Disney, yeah.
Pizza Pan. Oh, I knew you'd come back. Oh. I saved your shadow for you. I do hope it isn't rampled. But she's like literally Alice, right? Who's also If I had a will to my own, everything would be nonsense. And it's all the same.
Oh, Mala.
Yes!
I can do Winnie the Pooh. I just realized I can do Winnie the Pooh. Wait.
You just realized? Mala.
No, like in the last year or two, it was like,
I want some honey from my rumbly tumbly piglet.
That's kind of good, right?
Yeah.
Piglet. I think that I just realized that sounds a bit like a young David Attenborough. like
David Attenborough is going down trying to find some honey. And then he's talking about a very strange pig indeed.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they're. Connections, brain, synapses firing. Yes. Impressions find a way. Yes.
Does anyone have a Popeye? Like, Popeye, why don't you do something? Oh. Oh.
That's all I know.
There he is.
You do such a good.
Which one?
Which is it?
No, what did you say?
Oh, no, I was going to say, you do such a good British. Did you spend a lot of time in Britain? Are you from America, I'm assuming? Or what's the story with.
No, I just watched too much Harry Potter, you know?
Oh, cool. No such thing.
Pig moaning, but.
Oh, I know Moaning Myrtle. Wow.
There, I saw a bit of Polyjuice potion. I mean, she's Babu Frick, so.
Harry.
Same impression.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Yeah.
Mr. Potter.
Wait, was that?
Was my outbreak, my Snape. Mr. Potter, you must
have a solution. Where are you going, Potter? Where are you going, Sir Late Potter?
That's I can't really do that one.
Did I tell you I saw the play on Broadway? On Broadway?
Broadway?
Broadway.
Yo,
I watched the first half in the West End with my buddy Paul. He played Ron, and then I watched the other half in New York with Paul reprising the role as Ron, and then my friend Jesse played the cursed child, and it was like,
that's a wild way to watch it. What happened on the other side of the world, and then come back
with like 7 months in between too. It was nuts, and I loved it. I was a fan of Harry Potter, but I wasn't like crazy about it. But like watching that play made me like, wow, this is incredible. Did you get a chance to see the interview?
Yeah.
You ready? Here's my. I'm George Harrison. Did that sound like him at all?
Yeah, it did.
Ringo. You guys have any Beatles? You know any of those?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've got John, of course. Right up here,
you got John? Well, I've got John. I'm George Harrison, if you're John.
Maybe, I suppose Ringo was bought down maybe, here.
Maybe Anna could be Ringo.
Paul was just back here like this. Paul was just like, oh, yeah, right, I love this.
Wait a minute. Now I realize I can do Wacko from...
Yeah.
I just realized that.
Exactly.
It was basically just Paul. Oh, no. Is he Ringo? Who was he more? Paul or Ringo?
I think he's Ringo. I think Wacko is Ringo. Ooh, you ready? This is what I learned I can do recently, along with Winnie the Pooh.
All right.
This is, okay. You tell me who it is, ready?
I wish to go back there someday.
I hear Marge, so I don't know who it is.
Is that Rizzo the Rat?
It's so close. That was Gonzo. I was me trying to be Gonzo.
Ah, damn.
I want to go back there someday.
What the fuck is the one when he's with the balloon? You don't know. What?
Yeah, Elmo. Elmo tastes good.
Oh, Elmo, yeah. Fucking Elmo.
Yeah, Elmo is a monster. Great. Elmo's supposed to be scary.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert.
Yeah, so if you can do Ernie, you can also do Kermit.
Hi-ho. This is Kermit.
I told you before my dad's name is Kermit, right?
What?
Yeah. You did tell me that.
I've never met a human Kermit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's his
dad. I got teased relentlessly as a child. It was not fun, but you know, it made me who I am. I got bullied a lot, you know. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
Made me who I am, and the pain made me stronger.
You know, that's messed up. Oh, who else we got here? We got you know, my dad was named Sylvester Stallone, so I got teased all the time for that.
What?
I mean, I feel like you're making fun of my story of real war. I mean, like, what are you doing?
Come on, Rock, give it the old college try. Get in there. Come on, show what you got. You want to knock the head off.
No? Gotta be. You just gotta get down low.
What the fuck is it?
You're getting creamed out there, Rock. You're getting creamed.
I don't know, you know, I told me to lead with my head, so I led with my face. So I tried to hit him with my face, you know, and then I realized, whoa, I got hands. And then I started punching him with my hands.
Oh, I just realized this Star Wars person I do, and I can't believe I forgot about it.
Is it?
I forgot that I do Obi-Wan.
Oh!
Yes, you must be. Force, Anakin. Your midichlorian count is all over the place.
God damn
you
it!
You have to be force. You must be careful.
But that's like otherwise, you. Wait. Yeah. That's you and McGregor. That's you and McGregor.
That's you and McGregor, of course. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. McGregor.
Oh my God.
You and McGregor. And he's getting his own show, isn't he? It's going to be lovely. Brilliant. Can't wait for that.
The Jedi really feels the force flowing through him.
Does that kind of sound like it? You were doing a little bit of a TikTok dance there.
Jedi feels the force flowing through him.
That's dumb.
So good.
Oh, I love you guys. You guys are hysterically special.
Oh, anyone have a joker? A Mr. Ooh. J?
Ooh.
There are so many from.
This town needs an enema.
No, I think she's talking about the
hand. That was the last one I was expecting.
No. That was my nickel.
Are you doing animated Harlequin?
She's doing animated.
Yeah.
So she's looking for a Mark Hamill.
But yeah. There's so many to choose from. I'm not going to be picky.
Well, Ollie, does it sort of sound like it?
Does that kind of sound like it? I want to hear more from Harley.
More from Harley? What do you want to hear, darling? I don't know.
Mr. J.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I actually... I don't want to...
What?
Yeah, no. That's fucking great. Oh, what about Heath Ledger? Does anyone have a Heath Ledger?
I think I have Heath up my sleeve here. I don't know.
Gold Joker.
Yes, little Goldblum. Little. It's great.
You know how I got these scars?
That was a little SpongeBob Joker.
Whoa, that was my SpongeBob Joker. Oh, wow. This is
Patrick!
Used to be able to do that show better.
Patrick!
I was on Broadway too. Did you guys know that?
Oh yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we only have a few more weeks. We only have one more week to do this guy. Okay.
Oh, good. We have.
No! We made it so far.
We got a little. That's good. We have some time here. I thought she was coming right away. Okay, so, cool, man. I think we fucking did a lot of these. I can't wait to count these all up, man.
More, man.
Please keep going.
No. I mean, I know we're up at the hour, you know, so.
Well, you're like, all right, we're done. Jesus Christ.
No. I mean, like, I'm down to keep going, but I want to hear more from Anna.
Anna, you got any? What other Disney ones you got, Anna?
Oh, Mickey, I've got to do some spring cleaning. Some wow! Oh,
Mickey! Ha! I'm Mickey Mouse. Wow! Oh, yeah!
Wow! Does anyone have a dad? You have a Donald?
It's awful, but I can. I can't talk as him.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
There's like a specific pocket that people talk out of, and I can't find it.
Yeah, it's like. Yeah, he's good.
There we go.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Wait, this is my Goofy. Wait, let me see. Darsh. Darsh, Mickey. I'm realizing I can't do impressions without making ridiculous fucking faces.
Yeah, that's my life.
Oh, for the love of.
Either of you know what we do in the shadows?
Oh, yes.
Yes, of course. This is Laszlo. Yes. Right. It was back in 1749, and I was at the most amazing rave of all fucking time. I drank everyone's blood, and it was majestic. Yes.
Werewolves, yes, not swearwolves.
That's good.
I think I'm old. Can I do Stewie? Does this sound like Stewie from Family Guy? Not at all.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. That's great.
I'm Stewie.
No.
Oh, does anyone have a Jimmy Stewart?
Well, sure. I'll give you a Jimmy. I'll just lasso right around the moon and pull it towards you. Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Zuzu's paddles. I got Zuzu's paddles. I don't know. That doesn't sound like it. what about You don't even know what Jimmy Stewart is, do you, Anna?
Wait, Anna, do you do Bo Peep?
From Toy Story?
Because he does a really good Woody.
Not really. Bow! Bow! Buzz!
Woody, calm
down. Bow, meet Buzz!
Why are you freaking out?
I don't know! Ow! Ow, my string!
I'm gonna go find my sheep.
Okay. what about a... Putama! I'm a cat! Wait, does that even sound like it?
Heavens to Murgatroyd!
That's it. That's exit stage left, even. That's
live.
That's the Megatron. What about
Was that your Art Carney? What were you doing?
That was my Art Carney.
Nice.
Let's just say that was it. Oh, my Art Carney is basically yeah, it's the same thing. Hey, Robbie boy. What about anyone? Any Thundercats? You don't even.
Snarf! Snarf!
Snarf! Yeah, yeah. Listen here. Oh, yeah. Listen, Snarf. Thunder, thunder, Thundercats. Ho!
Oh! A little bit of dramatic pause.
Panthro. Panthro, I'm trying to be Lion-O. I don't know what's right. I don't know.
Wow.
The Eye of Thandara.
Wow. You know that Owen Wilson's going to be in a Marvel show? Wow.
Oh, wow.
Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
It's going to be Loki. It's going to be weird. Wow. I can't wait. Wow.
That damn blousing Simaflange. That kind of sounds like Panthro. What I was doing. well, Straggledy Bats. Okay, what about?
And I bet you good golem, don't you?
No.
Oh, I bet. I think you'd.
Axis. I don't know. Fat hobbitses. No, not good.
All right. Wow. This is, we've done quite a bit.
Kirk Douglas! I'm Kirk Douglas!
That's Kirk Douglas if he was a Pokemon.
Kirk Douglas is a Pokemon! God damn it! Capture me inside your little orb!
There's a little bit of Charlton Heston in there, too.
Goddamn dirty apes! Damn dirty apes! They blew it all to hell!
What? Wait, did that even sound like it?
Spot on.
Was it?
They blew it all to hell. Why did they do that?
Gee, Penny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That kind of sounds. You're like,
yay. All right. I guess we can wrap it up.
Dr. Claw. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. We got to get Dr. Claw.
Gadget.
Yeah.
Get them. Get Gadget.
The Claw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Randy the Macho Man.
Well, if you're gonna do Macho Man Randy Savage, I'll do Jesse Ventura, the Body. I'll tell you what, Macho Man, I'm gonna take you down to the ring and I'm gonna lay you down flat.
You can try it, but then I'll take your head and I'll snap into it.
Like a Slim Jim?
Like a Slim Jim.
Look, Jesus. Neck right, angels. Play banjo on that. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Gee, Bonnie. Oh, Fred. Barney is also Art Carney, isn't he?
Hey, oh yeah, yeah.
Basically, right.
Hey, and Homer.
Kid. Oh no.
Oh, you guys are fucking funny, man. What about you have a Seinfeld, don't you?
Seinfeld.
Yeah. What's the deal with impressions? Who are they trying to kid? You're not the real person. What are you doing?
Probably something he's actually said.
Ah. Get off the stage, Ralphie.
I just realized I can do Chief Wiggum.
Oh, right. So I just realized you guys do, you have Colin Farrell in your movie there, don't you? So, yeah. Could do that. That'd be great for you know, he can make an appearance in the next one. I don't know what you're filming, but sounds like a good one, yeah? Cheers.
That aren't enough dilithium crystals, Colin!
What was that?
That was Scotty.
I gotta hold it together, sir. The ship is falling apart, sir.
Ooh, that reminds me of Billy Connolly.
Oh.
Have you heard Billy Connolly before, Anna? He's got the most amazing voice. It's the most round-sounding, most lovely voice ever. I love this voice.
You get a little bit of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, for the millennials. You know what? For the millennials, check this out. You ready? Huh? To go along with your Dora impression, Anna?
I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm a map, I'm a map, I'm the map. Hi, I'm the map.
Does it kind of sound like it? Not at all.
That sounds like the scientist from Simpsons.
Sure.
Wait, who is that? Who is that from Dora?
The map. I'm the map. I'm the map. I think I did
don't
it wrong.
Say that. I mean, they say that. They don't sound like that.
Remember, doesn't the map say, I'm the map, I'm the map?
Yeah, but it's not like...
It doesn't sound like that at all, does it? Fuck. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, everyone, your childhood.
Get a little more Nick Jr., a little more, I'm the map. Like, just
never mind. I forget clear. That one. I thought I had it.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I never properly watched Dora the Explorer, but that does not ring a bell.
Okay, let's go to the other side of the spectrum. This is Ray Liotta.
I was wondering if you were going to do him.
Karen. They never would have found it.
Wait, does that even sound like him? I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Karen. Shh, Karen. You're funny, you know, just the way you tell your story, you know.
What do you mean? I'm funny, I'm like a clown? That's a terrible joke, Pesci. I'll be being James Gandolfini. What are you talking about? What are you fucking talking about? I'm funny? What do you mean? The fuck is this?
Gandolfini, no. Just the way that you, like...
I breathe? You say the way I breathe is funny? What the fuck are you talking about? I'm gonna break your fucking legs, you son of a bitch.
Gandolfini! I thought you were gonna kill me!
If you haven't seen Goodfellas, Anna, you have to see this as soon as
no,
possible.
No, I'm clueless.
You've never seen Goodfellas?
You gotta
watch it, man. It's a great movie. You know, it's like right up there with, you know, the bowling one, man, you know.
Big Lebowski, yeah, that is good. That's a good one. Not a lot of people do him, man. That was really good.
He's one of my favorites.
So let's wrap this up. Sure. Let's do one more each, and then we'll call it a day.
Okay.
So, who wants to do their final impression of the... Oh, maybe did people have... I wonder if people had... requests for us on Instagram. This is an impression that only my father will get. This is a Dr. Richard Fogler, a spot on impression of my dad, explaining how the intricacies of the iPhone apps work. I'm in Instagram now, and I have clicked on the correct the square. Okay, so this is, they said, Do Pacino. This is Do Pacino.
I can't believe this is the first one I looked at.
Do Pacino finding Shatner banging his grandma.
No, I don't like this. I don't like this premise.
Let's not. Okay, this is Ed's library. I'm just gonna do the Pacino side of this. Okay, you ready?
Grandma, I'm fucking home. What? Shatner. Fuck off of my grandma.
One, I she came on to me. I don't know.
Want to take your filthy little phaser and get out of here. Jesus.
Your filthy little phaser.
Oh Lord.
Okay. Okay. No one else has given does anyone have you have a Negan, man? You have a Negan impression?
Yeah, I got a Negan.
Hell yeah. We're gonna have a real nice time. We're going to put on our shitting pants and shit all over the place.
Sorry.
I'm paraphrasing, of course. I can't remember how Jeff said it. But.
No, that's exactly it.
Okay, Anna, you got one more? You got one more for her?
Okay. Oh, geez. In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun. And snap, the job's a game.
Is that Mary Poppins? Is that Mary Poppins?
Yes, geez.
That makes a lot of sense. A little bit of sugar.
That's right.
Holy fuck. Awesome. Well, I would like to add, someone's going to add up all of these impressions that we've done.
Yeah.
Let's see if Donkey. I don't know. I was trying to do a random
Shrek impression on the way. Which is terrible. Awesome. I really appreciate you guys coming on. These impressions made me laugh very much. And Anna, what are you doing now? Why don't you say what you're up to while I'm doing it?
Just on the internet, doing some impressions and talking about nerdy shit at youtube.com/brizzyvoices.
Sweet.
Brizzy? Yeah, Brizzy. B-R-I-Z-Z-Y. My last name is Brisbane, so.
And Ross, are you shooting now? You're shooting some, you can't tell us anything, but you're shooting The Walking Dead right now, aren't you? Or something.
No, I'm going to be. I'm shooting some else right now, but I'm,
Oh, what are you shooting?
Can't say.
Oh, you can't say.
You know how it is, man. It's NDA City, you know.
But hold on, they were shooting, we can talk about this though. They were shooting some like extra episodes to tack on to 10, right?
Yeah, we did season 10B, which was a 6 bonus episodes. We finished that in October, but they finished in mid-November. But we're going back in like 3 weeks to start filming season 11, the last season of the show. So,
shit, man. I hope I get to jump on for that last season. I got a fucking.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Some phone calls. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. The world is crazy. I'm in London. You know, they're storming the castle. Bye bye. Have fun. Have fun storming the castle. You know, that's what's going on, man. I'm just basically standing at this precipice, waiting to see what will happen. Maybe I'll come back. I'd like to. I'm Peter Lorre. Oh,
Rick. Thank you, Rick. This is the name we were trying to remember earlier. It's Peter Lorre.
I'm glad that we got it. I'm glad we could do that.
Anna is terrified. She's like, what just happened?
She doesn't know Peter.
Yeah.
That's Peter. Peter.
Yes.
He's like every Igor is based after.
Yes.
Okay.
You know Peter Lorre.
Right.
Okay. That was good. That was good to end on. You know what? You guys are awesome.
Awesome.
I want to thank you guys for coming on. We did impressions galore. You better have liked it. And we'll see you next time. Bless your hearts.
Love you, man.
I love you guys. You guys, man, I can't wait to hang out again. Hopefully, me really too. Soon.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Anna.
Some 4DX movies. The last movie theater thing I ever went to was 4DX.
Was it?
Yeah.
With me?
No.
No. Somebody else.
In LA.
That's LA. What did you see?
Onward.
Sorry. Oh, cool. All right. Well.
All right.
Onward and upward, huh?
Onward.
Thanks,
Happy
guys.
Happy Fogler Fiction Fest. Fantastical.
Fogler Fiction Fest. I'm a maniac. I think that maybe half of my impressions were spot on, and the other half were like, "What the fuck? What is it?"
Really good. You don't give yourself enough credit. They're great.
I don't know, man. We didn't wait. Give us some McConaughey. You're McConaughey.
Now, once y'all remember right now, as we're going into this very strange time that we're in, here's the thing about life. It's all one big thing. Oh. It's a cycle, right? With the time of this thing, we're all looked down at this from a third dimensional perspective. That's a thing. You can't look at this as a linear thing. This is all one big cycle. You look down at it like this. We're all doing this all over and over again, and that's fine. You got to just chill out and be all right.
All right, all right. That is so fucking good, man. Thank you, guys. That was a great one to go out on. That was so spot on. Bless you. That was impressions. We did so many for you. Yeah. Thank you, guys. See you.
Bye. Love you, man. Thank you.